Hey, hey, podcast listeners. It's Cultivate an Attitude of Gratitude Week, just in time for Thanksgiving. Stay tuned for podcast recommendations on this theme. Welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, brought to you by Earbuds Podcast Collective. I'm your host and the founder of Earbuds, Arielle Nissenblatt. This episode covers the week of November 25th through 29th, 2019. Happy Thanksgiving to those celebrating this week. This week's show is brought to us by Acast's newest show, The Score, Bank Robber Diaries. Stay tuned to learn how to rob a bank without getting caught. Okay, eventually you'll get caught. This week's show is also brought to us by the first thunderstorm of the season in Los Angeles. If you hear some rumblings, you can thank Southern California's Mediterranean dry subtropical climate. Earbuds Podcast Collective is a listening movement. We send an email every Sunday that contains a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week's podcast picks are curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. Get in touch with us by emailing earbudspodcastcollective@gmail.com. On this show, I'll share our five podcast episode recommendations of the week, some information about our curator, and some more information about the episodes chosen. You'll also hear some of the week's top podcast industry stories from the Inside Podcasting newsletter, written by Sky Pillsbury. First, our Earbuds Podcast Collective recommendations. This week's theme is Cultivate an Attitude of Gratitude. The curator is Stephen Miller. No, not that Stephen Miller. This is Stephen Miller, host of the Ignition Point podcast. Here's why Stephen chose this theme. He says,
"Hey, my name's Stephen Miller, and the theme I chose for Earbuds this week is showing genuine gratitude. And sure, it may seem like the obvious theme of choice for mid-November, but I think cultivating an attitude of gratitude is something we can all do a better job of. After all, it enables our ability to enrich the lives of others, and that's the way we can improve our communities and eventually our world."
Here are the podcasts and episodes chosen by Stephen. Monday's episode comes from This is the Ignition Point and is called Be Grateful for the Journey with Sunny Patel. It's about 15 minutes long. On today's episode, the host is joined by Sunny Patel, who has fast-tracked his rise as a leader, founder, and the CEO of Insurmi by embracing this habit of practicing internal gratitude. Under his leadership over the past 3 years, Insurmi has evolved into a customer engagement platform that helps the top global insurance carriers to generate new business online, streamline customer claims, and deliver excellent customer service through conversational AI. Tuesday's episode comes from the School of Greatness podcast and is called Manage Your Ego by Living in Gratitude with Tay Diggs. It's about 78 minutes long. Here's what host Lewis Howes says about this episode. "I had a friend who offered to introduce me to the amazing actor and Broadway star, Tay Diggs. But when I ran into him twice in a week, I knew it was time." Wednesday's episode comes from Happier with Gretchen Rubin and is called My Mother Helped Me to Feel Grateful Rather Than Resentful. It's just 90 seconds long. In this episode, Elizabeth, Gretchen's sister, talks about the power of reframing. Thursday's episode comes from The Quote of the Day Show and is called Brian Doyle, People Don't Know We Appreciate Them Unless We Show It. It's 11 minutes long. In this episode, Brian Doyle makes his show debut for Thanksgiving. Brian reminds us that we don't need a special day to express our gratitude for the people and things we're thankful for, and how important it is to let the people around us know that we appreciate them. Friday's episode comes from Trench Tested and is called How to Do the Hard Work of Gratitude with Dr. Tanmeet Sethi. It's approximately 26 minutes long. In this episode, Dr. Tanmeet Sethi has suffered in ways most of us will never comprehend. She was kind enough to share her life-changing insights in this podcast that is loaded with great advice for those who are struggling with work, relationships, or just plain old life. Those are the podcast recommendations chosen by Stephen for this week's theme, Cultivate an Attitude of Gratitude. You can view and listen to these episodes as a playlist on Podchaser. Head to podchaser.com and type Cultivate an Attitude of Gratitude in the search bar, and all the episodes will be right there for you. Join in on the discussion of this week's theme by using the hashtag Attitude of Gratitude. Next, what's going on in the podcast world? Here are some of the top stories adapted from Inside Podcasting as of Tuesday, November 20th, 2019. First story, a crowdsourcing request from Radiolab. Radiolab recently received a letter from a listener regarding her son, Jimmy, who was born prematurely and later contracted meningitis. One of the consequences of the antibiotics that saved his life is that he is now slowly losing his hearing. The listener writes, I am looking at the next few months as an opportunity to assemble a sort of mixtape of sound experiences for my son. I want to make sure that he at least has the memory of symphonies or the ocean or tropical birds. Maybe that memory of sound will allow him to hear more with the implants. Radiolab is compiling sounds for this mixtape, and the podcast is asking for everyone's help. Radiolab staff writes, What sounds should Jimmy experience? We know that there are so many ways to experience sound beyond typical hearing. Send your submissions to sounds@radiolab.org and visit the Sounds for Jimmy webpage for additional details. Next, in a recent installment of Pop Culture Happy Hour, three reviewers and one Dolly scholar examine Dolly Parton's America's multi-layered production approach. If you like it, you call it immersive and rich. And if you don't like it, you call it overproduced, says one critic. If you're listening to this podcast, what do you think of the production style? Next story. Donald Trump guested on the conservative podcast, The Dan Bongino Show, over the weekend. Quote, I guess I'm doing it for the people to get the word out because The Times and The Washington Post and every network is, as far as I'm concerned, they're corrupt, end quote, says the leader of the free world. And the last story of the day. Do you know of any podcast-related companies putting together Black Friday deals? Earbuds Podcast Collective is writing a blog post and putting out a podcast episode highlighting the best deals for podcast people. Send us an email at earbudspodcastcollective@gmail.com with details, and we'll make sure to share your deals. Those stories are adapted from Sky Pillsbury's Inside Podcasting newsletter. Go to inside.com/podcasting to sign up for the newsletter. Now for our sponsor. This Feedback with Earbuds episode was made possible by Acast's The Score, Bank Robber Diaries. 30 heists in just over 1 year. Joe Loya was one prolific bank robber. In The Score, Bank Robber Diaries, Joe reveals all in his own words, his abusive childhood, his journey to becoming the most notorious bank robber in Southern California, and his shot at redemption as a TV writer and consultant on hit movies like Ant-Man and Baby Driver. It's a brand new podcast from Acast Studios and Western Sound, and it was produced by Ben Adair from shows like Dr. Death, Young Charlie, and Sterling Affairs. Subscribe now on Acast or wherever you listen to podcasts. Interested in advertising with us? Send an email to earbudspodcastcollective@gmail.com for more information. And that's a wrap. We say the word podcast a whole bunch on this show. We like to share the number of times at the bottom of each episode. This week it was 37 times. That's pretty high. Can we beat that next week? Stay tuned. Head to our social media to find links to the episodes that we mentioned above. We're on Twitter at EarbudsPodCall, and we're on Instagram and Facebook at Earbuds Podcast Collective. You can sign up to receive our podcast recommendation email at earbudspodcastcollective.org. This show is written by Ariel Nissenblatt. That's me. It's also produced by me. It's engineered by Jeremy Einhorn. It's edited, mixed, and designed by Daniel Turek. Our music is by bensound.com. Our newsletter is edited by Abby Kleonsky. Thanks for listening. If you like this show, let us know by leaving a review wherever you like to do that kind of thing. One place you can do that is on Facebook. Our Facebook page can be found by searching for Earbuds Podcast Collective in the Facebook search bar. On the left side of the page, click on the Review tab. Leave a review and the star rating of your choice. And that's it. You've done your part to spread the pod love. Next week, I'll share another place where you can rate and review. Catch you next time, Earbuddies. Happy listening.